Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Praise the Lord that we can gather once again.
赞美主，我哋还能够聚集喺佢面前。
Thank the Lord for the songs we sang, led by our brother.
感谢主，弟兄带我哋唱呢几首嘅诗歌。
I'm always encouraged by the servants of the Lord who he uses to write these wonderful lyrics of encouragement and strength for us.
侍奉主的人能够写出这诗歌是对我自己一个非常大的鼓励。
By thy grand redemption,
靠着你的救赎，
by thy grace divine,
并藉你的恩典，
we are on the Lord's side.
可爱荣耀救主
Savior, we are thine.
我在你这边
Now, truly, if that were the case for me, for us, that we say we are thine, how wonderful that would be.
如果你和我能够这样宣告主，我在你这边
It's by his grace. Even at the end, grace, grace, we shall shout.
是靠着主的恩典，是单单靠着祂的恩典。
We are on the Lord's side, called in an alien land. May we be those who are called, chosen, and faithful.
我们是被主呼召在这个alien land, 这个异地之下。
Let us be called and chosen and faithful.
我们愿意不单止被选上，还是要忠心。
And in such a service royal, let us not grow cold. Let us be right loyal, noble, true, and bold.
如此服侍我王，切勿变冷淡，守住高贵身位，忠贞又勇敢。
Not for weight of glory or the crown and palm, but for love that claimeth. Verse 2. Stanza 2. Not for weight of glory.
不是为着荣耀，也都不是为着冠冕。
But for love that claimeth.
乃是因为主的爱激励我向前。
May we, as the psalmist reminds us, dare not be defeated, but may he make us a victor to the last.
愿意我们不敢稍微的失败，但是愿意我们作得胜者。
I dare not be defeated just at the set of sun when he is to whisper to us, well done, beloved, well done.
我不敢稍微的失败，当此日西时辰，因为我主正等待，要说好我仆人。
These are they then, who in affliction's woes ever have found in Jesus' calm repose. 537 says, these are they in the conflict dire.Boldly have stood amid the hottest fire. Jesus now says, come up higher. 535
stanza 4. 这些人乃是忠心直到死，为求主笑容，汤火都不迟。
The Chinese, I'm singing the English, but our brother's reading the Chinese. It's just as wonderful.It says that in the English, these are they who in the conflict dire boldly have stood amid the hottest fire. In the Chinese, it says, is for his smiling face.
Yeah, 他们虽是经苦难仍坚持，因有羔羊血洗净。
Such great reminders and encouragements for us.
是一个对我们很重要的提醒和鼓励。
If we were truly to enter into the reality of these lyrics, I think we need say no more.
如果我哋能够进入呢啲歌词嘅实际，我哋就唔需要再交通啦。
Let us bow for a further word of prayer.
愿意低头再作一个祷告。
Lord, we come before thee with thanksgiving and praises.
主，我哋嚟到你嘅面前系感恩赞美。
We look unto thee to speak unto us.
我哋系仰望你，等候你说话。
That thou would blend from thy glory and anoint us with thy spirit for the speaking, the translating, and the hearing of thy word.
你喺从你嘅荣耀里边落嚟，高出口嘅翻译嘅。
And those who hear,
同埋听嘅。
Touch us, Lord.
你摸着我哋。
Speak unto us.
向我哋说话。
May you go beyond our limitations of speaking and hearing.
愿意你超过我哋所能说所能听嘅。
Speak unto our spirits.
向我哋嘅灵说话。
Speak, Lord, thy servants heareth.
主请说，仆人敬听。
We commit the hour unto thee.
将以下呢段时间交在你手中。
May thou have thy way.
愿意你得着你要得着嘅。
And all the glory be thine.
将所有嘅荣耀归俾你。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'd like for us to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
与弟兄姊妹们翻到哥林多前书第十章。
We'll just read one verse here, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
林前第十章第十一节。
Please listen as we read.
请听。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
林前第十章第十一节。
Now all these things happened unto them for our for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Now all these things, of course, speak of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, and of course the scriptures itself. Now all these things happened unto them, which are the Israelites, for examples.
他们所遭遇的事就是讲到第十章第一至到第十节，以色列人所经过发生在他们身上的事情。
And they are written for our admonition.
所记载的就要为着我们作为鉴戒。
So we, the Lord grant us the grace to take heed.
主给恩典我们，我们留心听。
Upon whom the ends of the world are come.
是因为我们就是正在活在这个末世的时代的人。
That would be us, brothers and sisters.
就是我们这一班人。
So may the Lord grant us the grace to hear.
愿意主给我们恩典，我们能够听得到。
I'm reminded of our brothers who shared with us during the winter conference about the truths of recovery and from the book of Ezra.
我记起冬令会弟兄讲到这个恢复的真理，同埋讲到以斯拉记的时候。
How there is the truth of recovery of the faith and the presence and the service and the house of the Lord.
恢复是在几方面，是信心
in presence of the Lord.
神的同在。
And service.
是服侍,
and the house.
同埋神的家。
May we be careful that as we walk with the Lord, that those things are reminders to us if we are in the right way.
愿意我们同神与主同行的时候，在这几件事情几点上面我们留心。
And our brother reminded us from the book of Ezra, which we're quite familiar with, since the Lord has allowed for us to study that period of time of the Israelites.
并且在读以斯拉记提起那段的历史的时候，我们都留心。
Therefore, I would like to use our time this morning to have a simple word of reminder for myself that I'm encouraged with, that may be of encouragement and strengthening to brothers and sisters as well.
用这段时间作为一个提醒， 用以主嘅话作为鼓励。
These simple words are very familiar to us because we'll be considering these books of Ezra and Nehemiah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
呢啲话对我哋嚟讲系好简单，并且应该系好熟悉，因为我哋会提到以斯拉记、尼希米记、哈该书、撒加利亚书同埋马拉基书。
Of course, it will just be a lightly points of observation that may remind us and encourage us.
系一啲嘅大形式嘅观察，但系系对我哋一个嘅提醒同鼓励。
Now, these books, if we look at it historically, they are post-exilic, which means they are books written that God has written through the prophets to his people after they return from the exile.
这段的历史 是被掳归回之后的五本的书。
Now, just to share perhaps a general historical overview with brothers and sisters, again, I believe we're very familiar with.
应该这段历史对弟兄姊妹来讲是非常之熟悉。
I'm reminded from our brother during the winter conference that when we read the Word of God, though they contain history and particularly biographies, they are not just words of historical value or biographies to us, but they all pertain to the will of God.
这几卷的书信不单只是历史和一些述说的人物的故事，弟兄提醒我们，这些记载是关乎，直接关乎神的旨意。
So when we share upon these books, we're not merely looking at Jewish history or the stories of these individuals.
所以当我们读这些几本的书的时候，是不单只记载到 是犹太人的历史或者一些人物的描写这么简单。
But how they ought to be a reminder an encouragement to us all concerning the will of God.
但是直接的提醒鼓励我们怎样走在神的旨意当中。
Particularly when we look at these few books, which are the last words of the Old Covenant.
特别这几本被掳归回之后所写的书是旧约最后写的几本书。
You notice I use the word Old Covenant and not Testament. And our brother was caught off. It is the Old Testament, but I like to consider the word the Old Covenant of God, his last words before his coming.
是在主第一次回来之后，最后所写的书，在那段时期写的。
These words, such words, I remember our brother Eddie shared with us before, such last words should be of utmost importance and reminder for us.
在最后这段时期写的书，Eddie曾经提醒过我们是非常之重要的。
Now, these are the last words of God before his first coming, and God was silent for about 400 years.
这一段话是在主有400年没有说话之前，最后他讲的说话是在他第一次来之前。
Now, just because God did not speak verbally does not mean he does not speak or he does not work.
主没明显的说话，没等于他没说话，或者没等于他没作工。
Now, we know from Revelation, that is the last word of the Lord in the New Covenant, New Testament, but yet he has not verbally spoken more words to us for 2,000 years.
我知道启示录是在新约的最后一本书，但是不代表主物还未回来，是吧？但是不代表在启示录至到现在他没有说过话，是吧？
He is still speaking.
他现在还是说话。
And he is still at work.
他还是在做工。
And the Lord reminds us, let those who have an ear hear.
主提醒我们，凡有耳的就应当听。
So as we consider then these books from Ezra and Nehemiah,though we didn't study Esther, that is part of the history as well, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
当我们读以斯拉、尼希米、还没有读到以斯帖，还有其他的三本先知书的时候，
These books are God's special word to those people who have gone through the captivity and returned unto the Lord.
这几本书是专是讲那一班被掳并且归回的一班人的历史。
So I like to just highlight some words from these books that we're very, very familiar with, brothers and sisters.
我愿意重点的提出几节经文，我们应该很熟悉的。
I share these words, they're observations, as I call, because they're encouragement to me, and will it also be an encouragement and reminder and strengthening for us all.
这个观察是对我的鼓励，我愿意分享给弟兄姊妹们听。
Of course, we historically see that the book of Ezra is said that it was scribed by Ezra. He was the ready scribe.
这个以斯拉是一个的文士。
And it's known, accepted that he is the one who penned this book. He is the ready scribe.
一般来讲是这本书以斯拉记是以斯拉写的。
But Ezra, in fact, was not a contemporary of Zerubbabel or Joshua upon the first return from exile.
但我们知道以斯拉并非跟所罗巴巴伯同埋约书亚同期同辈嘅。
He did not return until the second return. Ezra.
以斯拉系喺佢哋之后第二次回归时候先至翻去嘅。
So from the first six chapters of Ezra, Ezra's chapter 1-6, that's the first return led by Zerubbabel and Joshua.
在头六以斯拉记头六章就是根据所罗巴伯同埋约书亚他们带领他们第一次归回。
And between chapter 6-7 is where the book of Esther takes place.
在第六至到第七章中间就是有一段历史发生，就是记载在以斯帖记当中。
That was about another 20 years.
那里大约记载是关乎20年的历史。
And after that, Ezra led the second return from the exile, starting with Ezra chapter 7.
之后由第七章开始就是以斯拉第二次回归之后的历史。
Now, brothers and sisters, again, because we've been studying these books, these ought to be very, very familiar to us.
应该是对我们来讲非常熟悉，因为我们一路在这里查这一段的经文。
But at times, we may forget because Ezra is writing about Zerubbabel and Joshua and Haggai and Zechariah. We may think they're all of the same period of time.
但有时我们会不记得，因为以斯拉记在这里写着佢嗰啲前辈啊，所罗巴伯啊，约书亚，同埋写埋嗰啲先知都喺里边，就系哈该同埋撒加利亚。
But in fact, scores of years have passed from the first return by Zerubbabel, Joshua, and until the second return of Ezra.
但系我哋知道，从第一次嘅归回至到第二次，已经有几十年过去啦。
So then.In Ezra, I'm reminded of this word we know throughout all that long period of time it is talking about to return and to rebuild.
在以斯拉我记得的重点就是要归回，第一个字是归回，第二个字就是重建。
And though they return and they quickly set up the altar and lay the foundation becauseof the enemy and fear, they stopped building for about 15 years.
当他们第一次归回的时候，因为他们见到周围的人，他们都很害怕在异地，那他们就立刻做一件事情，就是筑坛。但筑了坛之后继续重建，跟着他就停了下来，停了一路15年。
That was due to the enemy and the fear of the enemy.
因为他们周围有很多敌人，还有他们很惊慌。
But by...The word of God through the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, their hands were strengthened, and once again they rebuilt.
但是靠着这个先知哈该同埋撒加利亚俾佢哋嘅神嘅话，佢哋又得力又重建起嚟。
So brothers and sisters, that should be a reminder to us that the Lord has called us not only to return to rebuild, but at times when we are weak.His word strengthens us, that we are strengthened to once again pick up the work.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这个就是对我们来讲，就好像主呼召我们一样，是来回归并且重建。但是有时我们会觉得很软弱，但是主藉着祂的话再来呼唤醒我们，叫我们 继续走下去。
They finished the work in about 5 years.
从那时开始, 接下来的5年, 他们就完成了圣殿的重建工作。
That's about 20 years.
总共来讲就用了20年。
Ezra chapters 1 through 6, and then Esther, another 20 years.
就是记载在以斯拉的第1至6章, 直到以斯设记那时就另外的下一个20年。
And of course, we're very, very familiar with the words in Esther.
我们很记得以斯帖记。
Chapter 4.
第4章。
Do we not know that we have been called unto a time such as this? We have been called to the kingdom for such a time as this.
11:13，就是要去王面前，末底改就14，verse 14，chapter 4，yeah，就是提醒他，焉知你得了王后的位份，不是为现今的机会么？
Brothers and sisters, how applicable are those words to us? Brothers and sisters, do we not know that we have been called to his kingdom for a time such as this?
弟兄姊妹们，这些是对我们好合意的话，焉知我们被呼召进入主的国度，就是为了今日的机会吗？
Whom the end of ages is come.
我们就是这个活在末世的人，的一班人。
Is it a thrilling time for us that we could be the generation who welcomes our Lord?
这个是不是对我来讲一个能够令我们很兴奋的一个迎接主的有一个机会迎接主的时候呢？
Well, that depends on our response.
Well, 这个就是根据我们的态度。
Are we those who
我们的回应?
How are we those who repent, return, rebuild, and repent and return to him?
我们是不是那一班 答应主的呼召去回转归主的一班人呢？
Who rebuilt, who repent, and who returned to him.
并且是悔改、回转、归回、重建的一班人。
And Esther's response is wonderful. If I perish, I perish.
以斯帖的回应是非常之好的。他说如果我死就死吧。
If I decrease, let it be, may he increase.
如果我衰微，你兴旺，就咁算啦。We
have been called to a kingdom for his kingdom for a time such as this. If I die, I die, but may he increase.
如果既然我系被呼召进入呢个国度，我死几我就死吧。
The book of Nehemiah.
Nehemiah.
Of course, Nehemiah is the comfort, means the comfort of God.
Nehemiah的意思就是主的安慰。
The comfort of God.
神的安慰就是尼希米的名字的解释。
May we be comforted when God is comforted and find comfort in his people.
愿意我们被神安慰，主亦能够藉着我们得着安慰。
He returned to rebuild the walls of the city of Jerusalem, the city of peace.
尼希米是归回，他做的工是要重建那个烂了的城墙。
And we read in the book how many times it says to us, next to, next to, next to, and beside.
我们读尼希米记的时候，我们常常读到这个词，就是在我隔离，在他隔离。 再隔离，再隔离。
Brothers and sisters, we are called unto this work to rebuild next to one another. We are called brethren, and we must be next to one another to be rebuilt.
主，弟兄姊妹们，我们是被呼召重建。我们怎样重建呢？是同在你隔离那个弟兄或者姊妹一路一同的、一齐的去重建。
And when all the people were in one accord, putting their necks to the work. How fast was the wall built?
你睇下佢哋几快就重建好呢埲城墙，佢哋众人如同一人一样，各个人将佢哋个颈项摆出嚟重建。
You know, your participation always encourages me.
你知唔知道，当你咁样摆上去嘅时候，系非常之鼓励我。
The work was done in 52 days.
52日。
Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15. The work of the wall was rebuilt in 52 days.
尼米記第六章第十五節，他們重建這個城牆，總共用了52天。
That is only when the people of God all are willing to put their necks to the work.
他們能夠這樣做，因為他們眾人如同一人，將他們的自己，他的頸項擺出來。
You know, when the prodigal returned, the father kissed him and kissed him on the neck.
記唔記得嗰個浪子歸回嘅時候，嗰個父親喺度錫佢條頸。
You know, our neck is really an illustration of our stiff-necked and hardness and obstinance and stubbornness.
我哋嘅頸啊，係成日都係硬頸。
Our brother Ken should know he has to loosen it for us to be healthy.
在有位医生是专系医一类嘅病。
So our necks, are we willing, brothers and sisters, to put our neck and shoulder to the work, to shoulder the burden, the responsibility?
我哋唔单止摆颈项落去，还系摆我哋嘅膊头。膊头系爱嚟承担重担嘅。
You know what image the neck and the shoulder will give us exactly of the cross when we are willing to put our necks and shoulder to the work.
摆上颈项，摆上我哋嘅膊头去负重担嘅时候，呢、这个就系一个十字架嘅图画。
And when all are willing to do so, the work is finished in 52 days.
如果你众人如同一人咁样摆上嘅时候，重建系会花52天。
Even the perfumers and the goldsmiths, only those who are nobles, too good to be humble to do this work,
甚至系嗰啲
are not willing.
做香水或者是整嗰啲金製金嘅嗰啲嘅專業嗰一班人，佢哋都將自己完全毫無保留嘅擺上神嘅工作上面。
Only those who are nobles, not humble enough to do the work, refused.
只係有一啲尊貴高尚嘅人，佢哋就冇將自己擺上。
Oh, brothers and sisters, how we must learn of him to be lowly and humble and meek, yoked together with him.
弟兄姊妹们，我哋需要学习点样嚟谦卑自己，负神嘅轭，温和谦卑嘅将自己摆上。
The book of Haggai,
哈该书。
Of course, we're familiar with the word in Haggai to consider.
哈该书，我哋好记得。省察自己。
And Zechariah, we're still studying Zechariah right now.
并且撒加利亚书，我们现在还在读这本书。
The Lord strengthened the people through the words of the prophets Haggai and Zechariah. They're linked together, brothers and sisters.
哈该和撒加利亚，他们是一起的。
We know that from reading Zechariah and Haggai, they spoke at the same time.
哈该和撒加利亚，他们同一时期一路传讲神的话。
The old and the young.
一个年长的，一个年轻的。
The outward and the inward.
一个着重外边的，一个着重里边的。
The formality and the reality.
一个是外边要做嘅，一个系里边嘅实际。
Do we see the contrast, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，我哋见唔见到呢个对比咧
？Do we see the perfection, the completeness, and the union?
我哋见唔见到一个要成全嘅事，一个合一
？Strengthened by both the words through the prophets Haggai and Zechariah.
是靠着先知哈该和撒加利亚说神的话。
The young and old, both.
一个年长一个年幼，是两个一起。
Not only the outward work but the inward reality.
唔单止外面省察自己嘅行为，还系里边要转向神。
Not only the formality of the outwork, but it is the reality of the inward that works out that formality.
唔单止外面做出嚟嘅，表面出嚟嘅，还系要里边嘅实际。
You're building the work already. The people strengthened and they began the rebuilding work. They started.
他们已经开始了重建的工作了。
The prophet says then after they began the outward work, consider your ways.
但是先知哈该说，你要省察自己的行为。
The work is being done. But you consider your ways and you go up to the mountain. You bring the wood, you carry the wood down, you carry the cross.
工作已经开始了，但是还要省察自己的行为。你要出力上山取木来重建的意思就是要背起十字架。
You have the outworking.
你外面已经做紧嘢噶啦。
Now through the prophet Zechariah.He says, Zechariah chapter 1, verse 6, return, return to me.
撒加利亚一章六节嗰度话，你们要转向我，你们要转向我。
You return to the work, now you return to me.
你回转，回来重建之后，现在你还要转向我。
Brothers and sisters, we need both the outward and the inward.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不单只要外面的作为，还是要里面的实际。
Now, that which appears outward may not reflect the true reality inward.
外面的行为不能够代表反映到里面发生什么事情。
But when we return to him, and there is the reality within, it will naturally bring out, outwork that in the formality of things.
但是当我们转向主的时候，我们就很自然地流露出来外面的。
We need both the inward and the outward.
我们需要里面的实际，并且外面的行为。
Now, of course, this is just a brief overview. And again, brothers and sisters, though this is history, but this is not only history or biography, it ought to remind us concerning the will of God.
这是一点点的在从这段历史里面的观察，但是重点是，这个是能够鼓励我们，带进我们走到神的旨意当中。
Of course, then now we are at the end of Zechariah and we are heading toward Malachi.
我们现在是读到撒加利亚最后那几章，跟住就要来到马拉基书。
And if we have already read before or we are reading now to prepare for Malachi, we know Malachi speaks of several things.
我们知道如果你提早预备的时候，你就会知道马拉基书有几个的重点。
The book of Malachi is the last book of the Old Covenant.
马拉基书是旧约中最后的一本的先知书。
After these words, God did not speak for about 400 years.
从马拉基书之后，神在400年当中没说过记载的话。
So then, what are these words to remind us?
马拉基书究竟提醒我们些什么呢？
We know that at the end of Malachi, or one of the contentment that the Lord has with the people is about marriage.
我们知道马拉基书神是要对付这件事情，就是神的子民的婚姻的问题。
Again, brothers and sisters, we look at marriage. We think it's about marriage, but marriage is not merely aboutmarriage, but it's about the union of two people.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看婚姻看什么呢？不单只是外面的婚姻，婚姻就是说明两个人的合一。
And not only about union, but it's actually about our living.
不单只是讲合一，是讲到我们的生活。
We see not only in Malachi, but even in Ezra,when he returned and he saw the people, and Nehemiah, when he returned, he saw the people and how they were intermarried, and they were united with foreigners. And so it's not about the marriage itself only, but about the union, about our daily living.
甚至在马拉基书之前，以斯拉尼希米，他们当见到以色列人 同啲异族嘅人啊联婚嘅时候，结婚嘅时候，哦，就系说明咗佢哋呢一个嘅
The union and the living
啊，系关乎佢哋嘅合一同埋啊被破坏同埋嘅生活。
Brothers and sisters, that is the story of Christ and the church throughout eternity.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是基督和教会要说明的一幅图画。
Christ is to have for himself a glorious church, holy, without blemish, without any wrinkles or such disease.
基督是要得着一个无瑕疵圣洁的辛苦去教会。
And he loved her and gave himself for her.
是他爱教会为他舍命。
Oh, how he would not allow for his bride to be blemished.
他是不愿意他的辛苦是被玷污。
Even our brother reminded us at the winter conference, espoused to him as a chaste, pure virgin.That we must return to him with a purity and a sincerity, a simplicity.
弟兄在冬令会已经提醒过我们，我们要愿意作这个忠贞的童女献给主。
So when we look at these last words of the Lord through the prophets, through these books, we see this issue of marriage, of union, of living.
当我们见到最后要说的话的时候，我们就见到主要对付的这件事就是关乎合一，就是关乎与主联合的一件事情。
And as we mentioned with Haggai and Zechariah, it's not only the inward position we have, that reality we have, because we have been bought by his lifeblood, washed in the blood of the Lamb, but there must also be an outworking of that reality within.
在哈该书和撒加利亚书我们已经讲过，我们里面已经是被主得着，已经是被主的宝血所买过的了，买赎过来的了。
And so that's what we will consider some points in the book of Malachi.
所以我们要来继续的看马拉基书。
But before I go, I must remind brothers and sisters this very, to stress the importance of thisUnion with the Gentiles, foreigners that the Lord is not pleased with.
神的子民当他和外邦人通婚的时候，是非常之被神鄙视，神是非常之不喜悦这件事。
Solomon, the wisest king, no one before after him as wise and as glorious that God has blessed with the riches. It says that for us concerning.Him.
所罗门他是大有智慧的一位君王，是前所未有的一位。
One thing about him that the Bible records, but
有一件事情神用这个字，但是
He loved the foreign woman.
他喜悦爱上了这些外邦的女子。
And it says to us, he claved unto these loves.
他是黐咗上去，黐住自己上去，靠住咗上去。
Our sister in Bible study already said, used the word super glue.
系啊，紧紧嘅被黐住咗。
又万能胶系咪？
万能胶黐住咗。
He claved, super glued himself to these loves that it was so attached it cannot be removed.
佢紧紧嘅被呢啲外邦嘅女子罩住。他自己被他罩住。
And they turned his heart away from God.
这些外邦的女子就将他的心从神那里拿走。
So brothers and sisters, this matter of marriage is not only about the union of two people, but it's about our daily living. What are we super glued to? What are we attached to? What do we clave and cling to that we are so attached we cannot forsake?
所以神要对付这个婚姻的事情不单只是说关乎合一，反而是讲到我们的生活，我们的生活当中究竟有什么是我们老老的找住，老老的黐住，放不到手的呢？
Thou art my God, I have no good besides thee.
主，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Oh, if any of these things, brothers and sisters, come into our heart, and we cleave unto them, and we would not let go, and they take the place of our God, they will turn our hearts away from him.
如果有任何的人事物就霸占了我们的心，等我们失去，主就失去了在我们身上的地位的时候。
And this is the reminder to us from these books that we are being studying right now.
我们的心就会从而的离开主，这个就是神的话在这两本书要我们留心的。
And this is highlighted to us particularly in the book of Malachi, this last words of the Lord before his coming.
特别在马拉基书里面，是旧约里面最后一卷书要带出来的信息。
Of course, these last words are the first coming of the Lord, but it should serve also as a reminder for us, his words before his second coming, which is his return.
没错，这些话是主第一次回来之前说的，但是在这个同一个原则下面，在主第二次回来的时候，这些话来提醒我们。
Not only his first coming to save us, but his return to establish his kingdom.
不单止第一次主来是为着拯救我们，第二次来是要建立他的国度。
And when he returns to establish his kingdom, may he find us those who are called, chosen, and faithful, noble, true, and bold, that we may enter abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
当主第二次回来的时候，愿意我们这班被呼召被选上，能够忠心，能够勇敢的风风足足冲冲风风风足足的进入神的国。
Now the book of Malachi means the messenger.
马拉基的意思就是一个传讲信息的一个人。
And it begins with the burden.
是开始的时候是有一个负担。
It is a continuous burden from the last six chapters of Zechariah.
是在撒加利亚书最后六章接下来继续的讲的负担。
The burden of the Lord, the burden of the Lord, and the burden of the Lord.
那个就是神的话，神的负担，神的话，神的负担。
And this burden is to Israel by Malachi, his messenger.
耶和华藉马拉基传给以色列的默示。
Now in the Chinese, of course, it is a revelation, but in the English, it is the burden in the text, in the original. It is also the burden, just same. The Chinese has revelation, inspiration throughout Zechariah, but the burden of the Lord, the burden of the word of the Lord, it's the same in the last six chapters of Zechariah and the first chapter of Malachi.
中文记载是用这个默示这个字，其实这个字呢是的意思就是负担，就是同撒加利亚书最后的六章神的负担同一个字。
This burden is delivered, and it is delivered here by Malachi, the messenger, and may the Lord find rest for his burden upon those who have an ear to hear.
这一个负担就是放了在马拉基的身上，马拉基就是负责传讲信息的一个人，愿意我们有耳听的今天听见就应当听。
And the first thing that God says, I have loved thee.
第一件事情耶和华说，我曾爱你们。
I have loved thee.
我曾爱你们。
I have loved thee with an everlasting love.
我曾用永远的爱爱你们。
This love even before the foundation of the world.
因为创世之前已经爱上了我。
I have loved thee with an everlasting love that has no end.
我用永远的爱已经爱上了你，是直到永永远远。
No beginning and no end, because God himself is love.
是没起头，也都没完结，因为这个是永远的爱。
God himself is love.
主 神自己就是爱。
I have loved thee.
我曾爱你们。
And this love is the love that he has created us, that he has also redeemed us, and that it is an undying love that he will gain us with such love.
这个爱的显出就是从他创造他的救赎并且他不死的爱一直挽回我们显出来。
Brothers and sisters, if he has not loved us,
弟兄姊妹们，如果神没爱我们，
we have been forsaken long ago.
我们就是已经很早以前已经被弃绝了。
Not only through our rebellion against our Creator, but even after he has redeemed us with his own precious blood, how we are disobedient and wandering, yet his love will not let us go.
不单止我们未得救之前，我们的背叛得罪神，并且我们被他宝血所买之后，我们怎样不听他话。
Oh, may his love draw us, may his love constrain us.
愿意主用他的爱来约束我们。
That we will respond in love with the love wherewith he has loved us with.
所以我们能够回转来对他这个不死的爱有一个的回应。
I have loved thee.
我曾爱你们。
And of course, because of time, I will only share a couple more points concerning Malachi.
这个时间，接下来还有马拉基书上面的几点。
We know very uniquely, Malachi speaks of a to put it in a way, it's a conversation between God and his people, but it's actually a dispute or a contention between God and his people.
一段下面的话就是主与神的子民有一个要诉讼，一个要讲明白一件事。
Perhaps the words are used such as debate between God and the people.
或者你去争辩去讨论一件事情。
I think if we read Revelation, the words God speaks to the churches is in a similar vein.
甚至是你读启示录那里都是有一个同类的语气，就是
It's an argument like in court, I have this against you and you're trying to defend yourself.
就是在这里辩论，你想法庭要去辩论一件事情，判断一件事情。
Even that, brothers and sisters, speaks of the great love of God that he would stoop in this way.
你想象一下，主降卑来到与人来辩论。
That he would even speak so tenderly with patience, reasoning with his people.
主好温柔的同神的子民同人来到解明白一件事情。
Though they're talking back to him.
但是人呢就同神驳嘴。
Now perhaps when I was younger, I don't know how terrible it is to talk back to others, especially my parents.
当你小个时候，你唔知你同你嘅父母驳嘴系几恶劣嘅一件事情。
But now, as a parent,
但你做咗父母之后，
how frustrating and how aching it is to the heart of the parent when their children talk back.
你系唔知点样做嘅，你系觉得好痛心嘅。而当你仔女同你驳嘴时候，
and especially when they're being admonished that they would try to either defend or reason or give not an excuse but a reason for their actions which are not pleasing to the parent.
特别你向于仔女作出警戒的时候，他们就用一些的理由来回答你。
And this is what the people is doing with God. They are talking back to God.
这个就是神的子民在马拉基书那个时候与神来辩论，来讨价还价。
I like to say 驳嘴, right? This is a really negative term. They are talking back to God.
Right, 同神驳嘴。
Now, perhaps it may seem like they're not saying it verbally.
好像外边他没这样 一个字这样讲出来,
but of course, he is God and he knows our heart.
但是他是神,
God says,
神话,
but you say,
神话, 你这样讲,
now perhaps when we talk back to God or when we talk back to others or when we are not happy about something, even the thing is something right and we ought to do, we don't say it out loud, but it's in our heart. And we mumble and murmur and we say it under our breath.
有时你知道你同人辩论的时候,你知道你不对,你就会不想说啲啱嘅要做嘅事情出嚟,就好猛震。
So we may not verbalize it, but that's first in our heart and we say it under our breath.
你是没明显的说出来,但是在心里面就在这里,很闭翳。
And God knows because he sees in our heart, this is what you're thinking. And out of the abundance of our heart, we act and we speak.
但是神是知道我们的心里面的状况,我们心里所想的口里就说出了。
So that's a very unique point in here, the book of Malachi, that the people talk back to God, but yet God is still, because he has loved us, so tender, so compassionate, so long-suffering and patient, forbearing with us.
所以就算神的子民在跟神博嘴的时候,神还是愿意降卑,很温柔的来对待他的子民。
Now there are two other things that many things, but two other things I like to highlight in this book of Malachi that is repeated throughout the book.
还有马拉基书上面有两点是不断的,我们是重复,是见到的。
First, it has to do with the covenant of God.
第一点就是关乎神的约。
And that's why earlier I used the word old covenant and not testament, which is the same, but it stresses the fact that it's a covenant.
是。 我刚才已经讲到了,旧约是在主耶稣来之前,神与他的子民立的约。
So I like to stress this word covenant is a agreement, is a contract that binds.
约就是两个人一同立的合同。
Now, of course, this contract, this covenant is between God and us.
当然这个合同是神和人签的。
And though we are unfaithful and we lose faith, yet God abideth faithful.
我们虽纵然失信,但是神仍是可信的。
He will not deny himself.
他是不能背负自己。
He will get what he is after.
神是会得着他要得着的。
He is God.
他是神。
He is love.
神是爱,
he is sovereign.
神是掌管一切的神,
he gave himself for us.
他将自己给了我们,
and though we are unfaithful and rebellious, he will get what he is after because he is God.
纵然我们失信泼压,但是主还是要得着,他要得着的。
And this covenant speaks of a relationship that God has entered into with us.
一个约就是说明神怎样将他自己降卑。
It is all founded upon these first words of the Lord. I have loved thee. This is a covenant of love, of relationship, of marriage.
这个合约的起点就是根据这本书开头讲到话,我曾爱你们,就是因着神的爱。
And though we are adulteresses that war whore against God with other gods and with other women, he will gain a glorious church, holy, without blemish, without any wrinkles or such disease.
纵然我们是没有忠心的,好像同女一样,守住忠贞,但是主还是这样的话,我曾爱你们。
It is holy.
是圣洁的。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的,
and he asks us to be holy.
神要求我哋圣洁。
And he has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. So not only has he given us the reality within, he is asking us to be holy, to live that out as he is holy.
神已经将关乎敬虔嘅一切嘅预备已经俾咗我哋，愿意我哋能够活出一个圣洁嘅生活。
That we would not be idle, but add on and add on until we enter his kingdom fruitfully and abundantly into his everlasting kingdom.
我哋唔会作一个被动嘅基督徒，反而系作一个彼得后书话加上加上加上，系丰丰满满嘅，能够进入神嘅国。
It says idle, 懒闲，懒。
懒散，被动
，lazy，
懒惰
，inactive，slothful，
被动
，not and our brothers reminded us not being slothful in God's business but zealous， right？
弟兄提醒我哋唔喺神嘅事情上边做一个懒散嘅人，我哋反而系要zealous。
另类火热，
积极嘅嚟侍奉主。
Are we that good and faithful and wise servant, or are we that wicked and lazy servant?
我哋系一个善良忠心嘅仆人，或系一个懒散恶嘅仆人。
The covenant of the Lord，
主与我哋立嘅约。
The second point I like to highlight in Malachi is about the name of the Lord。
另外一点喺马拉基书上所重复嘅，时常提到嘅。就是关乎神的名。
We see that in chapter 1 and we see that in chapter 4 and throughout the book.
第一章、第四章，整本书我们都见到。
It is concerning the name of the Lord.
关乎神的名。
Brothers and sisters, what about the name of the Lord that he is concerned with?
弟兄姊妹们，什么事情关乎神的名呢？
We are studying the books of Ezra and Nehemiah and Haggai and Zechariah. It's about the Temple in Jerusalem.
我们读到以斯拉尼希米小先知书，是关乎到重建圣殿。
Why is the temple so important?
圣殿为什么这么重要呢？
Because the Lord chose to put his name there.
因为神主愿意将他的名摆在他的殿里面。
He answered the prayer of Solomon. Yes, I agree. I will put my name there.
主答应，曾经答应过所罗门的祷告，他说好，我会将我的名摆在这个地方。
And when my people truly seek after me and pray there in my name and repent in my name, I will hear them.
当我的子民真是真诚真心回归的时候，去到这个地方向我祷告的时候，我就会答应他们。
Because the name of the Lord is at stake.
因为这件事情是关乎神的名。
We are saved in his name.
我们在得救是靠着神的名。
There is power in his name.
神的名是大有能力的。
There is authority in his name.
神的名是大有权柄的。
We gather in his name.
我们聚会是奉主的名聚会。
We pray in his name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
He is concerned with his name.
主的自己就是关乎到他的名。
When we are joined together with him, we are saved in his name. We take on his name.
当我们与主联合的时候，我们就在他的名当中聚集，我们就在他的名里面得着拯救。
Others call them Christians. Those are in the way.
其他人称呼一班是基督人，他们是在基督的名下的一班人。
They are disciples.Of him.
这一班人就是在主的名下作门徒的人。
They ought to follow him and serve him.
这一班人需要跟从，需要侍奉主。
That is what the Lord is concerned with about his name.
这个就是主的名的意思。
As I was considering about this matter about his name,
当我在这里思想关于主的名的事的时候，
The Lord reminded me there is even more greatness about his name.
主提醒我关乎他的名还有一些更重要的事情。
What about the fullness of his name?
你想象下，主嘅名嘅完全嘅丰富嘅丰满。
Oh, brothers and sisters, when we are saved by the name of Jesus,
弟兄姊妹们，当我哋靠着耶稣嘅名得着拯救嘅时候
，we only taste of his salvation that he has redeemed us from our sins.
我哋只系尝到佢喺从罪恶中救赎我哋嘅一点。
How the Lord desires for us to really enter and experience the fullness of that name.
主是何等的愿意我们进入主的名的丰富当中。
And so the Lord says in chapter 4 there,
主在第四章这样讲,
those who fear his name, chapter 3 verse 16, then they that fear the Lord,
第三章十六节那里这样讲，那是敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论。
That God will remember.
耶和华则已听。
There, God has a book of remembrance and was written before him for them that fear the Lord and that thought upon his name.
耶和华则已听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, throughout the book of Malachi, the people did not honor the covenant, did not give God what they promised to give, but gave him the worst.
弟兄姊妹们，在马拉基的时代，神的子民并没有负他们与神立约的他们那一部分，反而是在激怒神，激怒神。
They did not honor God's name.
他没有honor.
敬畏尊
尊敬神的名。
But here God says he has a book of remembrance upon those who feared him, who feared his name, who thought about his name.
但是这里说耶和华侧耳而听，有个纪念册在他面前记录那些敬畏他思念他名的人。
Oh, the wonderful name of Jesus.
耶稣这个奇妙的名。
That beautiful full name of Jesus.
奇妙美丽耶稣的名。
Brothers and sisters, we have a taste of that when we're saved by his name, when we gather together in his name, when we pray in his name. Those are all wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们向他祷告，当我们得救的时候，我们呼求他的名的时候。
But God desires for us to truly know the fullness of his name.
但是神愿意我们认识进入神的名的丰富里面。
And this is what God says.His name is
神将他的名启示给我们知道。
I am that I am.
我是。
I am.
神是。
I am that I am.
我是。
I am the great I am.
我就是那一位了。
Very simple.
很简单。
I am.
我是。
That is his name.
这个就是他的名字。
But brothers and sisters, throughout eternity,
弟兄姊妹们，在永世里面
we will get.To know and taste the wonder, the beauty, the sweetness of that name.
我们是能够继续的领会，深入的领会神的名的丰富。
Now, as we mentioned earlier, these are very simple words.
之前交通到这一只是重点的提到，简单的提到这些书的重点。
And they're just some observations.
是一些对于这本书的观察。
But they are a reminder, encouragement to me.
但是它是对我自己一个个人的提醒。
And Lord willing, may it be somewhat of a reminder and encouragement for you.
主愿意藉着这些话都能够提醒我们，鼓励我们。
That though God...does not verbally speak to us with his written word since the Old Testament, since the New Testament.
主没有特别的出口用这些话特别的向我们讲。
But God is still at work.
但是主还是继续的工作。
He is at work in the world of which we can see unfolding before us.
在这个世界上我们见到主一路的在作工。
And we see it unfold before our eyes.
在我们眼前 一路嘅喺度见，俾我哋见到。
And he continues to speak through the Spirit, whispering to us.
主还系继续嘅藉着佢嘅圣灵向我哋说出由细嘅话。
And he reminds us through the last words in the new covenant in the book of Revelation, let those who have an ear hear.
主喺启示录最后，新约最后嗰本书最后嗰段话嗰度讲到，凡有耳听的就应当听。
Though God did not speak again to his people for over 400 years in the Old Testament, those who have an ear heard.
虽然在旧约里面有400年, 主是没有向他们说话,
not many, but few have heard.
并非是很多人,
and we see the wonderful individuals left for us as examples in Luke chapter 2, such as Anna the prophetess and Simeon.
我们看到, 在路加福音开头的时候, 那个,
The Lord did not speak his verbal words to his people for 400 years.
主没出口向他的子民说话,
yet he speaketh.
但是他是有讲话,
and he is at work.
主是有作工,
let those who are near hear.
愿意有意当听的就应当听.
May he find individuals
愿意,
in our midst, such as Anna and Simeon, that we also look for the consolation of Israel, that we would be comforted when our God is comforted.
愿意去找到好像亚拿西面一样的人，他们就是仰望以色列得赎被安慰的日子。愿意神因着我们得着安慰。
When the Lord returns, may he find us to be good and faithful.
当主回来的时候，愿意去见到我们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
Not only are we those who long for his return, long for his appearing, but may we be the very ones who hasten his return to behold him and to welcome him with joy and gladness.
不单止我们是等候主，我们还是可以催促主的再来，是
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
低头做一个祷告。
Lord, we thank thee.
主，我们向你感恩,
because thou lovest us.
因为你曾爱我们,
and thou lovest us to the end.
你爱我们直到永远。
We commit these feeble words to thee.
我将这些 微弱的话交在你的手中,
and we commit our hearts to thee.
将我们的心交在你的手中,
may you seal it for the courts above.
愿意你从上边来到的绳索来约束住绑住在我们身上,
and may all glory be thine.
愿意所有的荣耀归给你.
We give thanks and pray in Jesus' name.
感谢赞美奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.